Welcome to episode 251 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Donna, Sandy, and George. We've spoken many times about the island of Jamaica because it is so accessible and fun. We definitely love it. Donna recently got to check out a great resort in the Montego Bay area, the Hyatt Zilara and Hyatt Ziva. She also got to do some different excursions that we haven't covered in previous podcasts. So let's hear about it. So the first thing I want to ask, because you wrote these show notes, Donna, is you said she got to check out a great resort and then listed two names, the Hyatt Zilara and Hyatt Ziva. So can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Well, it's actually two resorts in one, but there's three sections. So the first section is actually the Hyatt Zilara. That is the adults only section. They have their own pool. They've got their own hot tubs. They've got their own beach access. They've got a few restaurants that are just for the adults. Then you've got the Hyatt Ziva, which is the other two sections. And again, so you've got in the middle section, you've got pools for the kids, you've got hot tubs, you've got beach access, you've got restaurants, and then you've got a third section. And that third section is more of a venue. So the center section, the center part of the third section, there's a big stage that you can, they can have live bands and things like that on. And then there's also, that's where all the ballrooms and the balconies and the conference rooms are, because that's where people have their meetings. That's also where the kids club is actually located, in that third section. So there's still rooms and all, but there's really not any pools in that third section. So it is, even though well, it's one very large resort, but it's kind of broken up into sections.
And the Ziva and Zilara have different check-in areas, right?
They do. They do. So the Ziva, the Zilara is, the adult section has their own area. And you walk in, and that's where you're going, then that's where you check in. And if you're going to the Hyatt Ziva, then you go to their check-in desk. They really don't necessarily talk to each other, so that means that you can't check in the wrong one. They're going to send you to the one you're supposed to be at.
And then
there is room. There are passages in between the two that you don't even have to go outside. So
then if you're an adult staying over at the Ziva side with your kids, could you put your kids in the kids club and go eat on the Zilara side?
Yes, you can. However, the kids can't come to the Zilara side and eat at the Zilara restaurants. So it's only a one-way trip, because they really don't want kids over there at all.
Right. But the adults can go over without.
Sure. And that's where there actually is quite a few more restaurants on the Ziva side. So that's where we ended up eating most of the time.
So what were the restaurants like?
Well, it was really kind of neat. So both sections had a little breakfast area, and they had a little breakfast buffet. But if you didn't want the buffet, you could also order off the menu. You could order eggs and bacon and pancakes and things like that. Then the Zilara side, there was also a little Jamaican restaurant. But what was really kind of cool is they had a couple of vegetarian offerings, and most of the restaurants all had vegetarian. So you didn't have to, it wasn't a vegetarian restaurant, but they all had a little bit of offerings here and there. Then in the Ziva section, there was a Brazilian steakhouse, there was a French restaurant, there was an Italian restaurant, and a Asian fusion restaurant. And then of course there's also a Jerk Shack everywhere. It's Jamaica. There's going to be a Jerk Shack. So
how would you rate the food?
The food was very good. What really impressed me is actually we went to the little Jamaican restaurant. It's right there located on the beach. And the girl I was with is actually a vegetarian. I'm not, but my friend was. She's like, you really got to try this dish. And I'm like, I'm a little leery because it's, you know, it's a vegetarian dish. But what they did is it was like fettuccine pasta. And then it had slices of squash and zucchini and carrots and everything. And instead of being a heavy, like cream Alfredo type sauce, they made it with coconut milk. So it was very, very light, very, you know, lunchy, you know, it really went very well with an afternoon meal. I was very impressed. The Brazilian Steakhouse was, I mean, if anybody has been to Brazilian Steakhouse, they all kind of do the same thing. But again, we had one little thing for the whole table. So it's either, you know, the whole table eats or, you know, the whole table doesn't eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did they have that, then they also had like a little salad bar and a soup bar and things like that that you could go in, and a dessert bar. So it wasn't just meat. You could also get a little vegetables and all too. So
your vegetarian friend was totally happy going there.
Oh, she was fantastic. And then we did the Italian dinner one night. And I think that was probably the best dinner of the night, the whole time. The pasta, look, it tasted fresh. I mean, it probably wasn't fresh, but it tasted fresh. And the sauces were amazing. My only complaint was, is, you know, when you go to an Italian restaurant, usually they serve it in courses. And they brought the primi course and the secondi course at the same time.
Hmm.
Whereas they should have brought the pasta course first and then brought the filet. And then, you know, but they brought them all at the same time. It's like, oh, okay. But the food was excellent and the wine was good too. So.
Oh, good. Good.
So how's the beach there? Because it doesn't look very large in some of the pictures I've seen.
It is not very large. We were in the adult section mostly, and it was a little rocky. My poor roommate broke her toe.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
So I didn't even think about it that, you know, there's it's almost like pieces of granite or lava rocks or something, you know, right there in the water. It would have been nice if they dug them out so that that way there was still a break. So it was very, very calm, but you had to really watch your step. So you didn't step on a rock.
So water.
These are big rocks. They weren't like, you know, I mean, we're talking, you know, 3 and 4 feet across. So now they did have a section that was in the Hyatt Ziva area that was a little more open and it didn't have as many rocks. And that's also where they do the little catamaran rides. And you can do the paddle boarding and things like that as well. So, and of course, that's all included.
So water shoes are recommended for the ocean then?
Oh, yes. I would definitely do that. Well, I do that anyway because I don't want to step on a stingray. But
yeah.
That's just my own little personal thing. I don't go to the beach without a pair of shoes on. But yes, there I definitely would do it just because of the rocks. So it's small, but, you know, the staff was very attentive while we were sitting out there. They came and took really good care of us and made sure we had plenty of drinks and whatever we needed. So I was very impressed with the staff. So
they had beachside, they had beach butlers, basically. They had people bringing you drinks on the beach.
They did. They did. So yes, I mean, you could be sitting there. It's like, hey, bring me a margarita. Okay.
Awesome.
And they'd go get a margarita and bring it back to you.
Were there vendors on the beach or was it a private?
It was completely private. No, there weren't any vendors. There was nobody walking up and down. I think just because it was kind of rocky on both sides, so it kind of kept people out. Because you'd have to climb over all the rocks in order to get to the beach area. Or you'd have to go through the resort. And of course, they didn't do that. Nice. So it was a little more secluded than some of the other beaches I've been on in Jamaica.
And how did you find the drinks? Did the bartenders do well?
They were just about perfect. Not a heavy pour, but not a light pour. And it was, you know, good drinks.
Good.
How far were you from the airport?
15 minutes tops, maybe 20 at the, I mean, if traffic was a little slow. So, but what was great is that you couldn't actually hear any of the air traffic. We were just far enough that you couldn't hear airplanes. So yeah, it was close, but not too close.
Did you venture off property to go into downtown Montego Bay at all, or did you just stay on the resort for that?
No, because it was actually the other direction. Okay. We actually, as you come out of Montego Bay, you're headed towards Ocho Rios and that area, whereas Montego Bay is actually more to the right, and we headed left, and there's really not much out there. You'd actually have to take a cab and go into downtown Montego Bay, and that would take you about 15, 20 minutes to get to that section.
Makes sense.
But, I mean, you call it, go up and get the concierge or the bellman, and he would call a cab for you if you needed it. So
did you scuba dive when you were down there?
I did. I went to Negril to dive. It was a really nice dive. For the first time, I was in an overhead environment. I've never done that before.
What is that?
That basically, so you're basically kind of in a, now you can see light on either side, but you're kind of in a cave. And you could see all the fish kind of hiding out there. And it was probably a good 10 feet, maybe 12 feet across. So where you couldn't see light. You could only see light from the sides.
That sounds terrifying.
It's only terrifying if you can't see light on the other side. But it was big, and I mean, the mouth of the caves were very wide, so it wasn't like, you didn't feel like you were going to be trapped. But it was really kind of neat to actually see that, because I had never done that before. And I got to hold a sea cucumber.
Ooh.
I've never been on a dive where you actually got to hold some of the life. The sea cucumber kind of felt like a squishy.
It's supposed to be good luck to kiss them.
No. No.
Yeah.
But I've always been, every time I've ever been diving, it's you're there to observe but not to disturb. And so this is the first time I ever got to do that. So I got to hold a sea cucumber, and like I said, he felt mm-hmm. kind of like a squishy that your kids have. And then I got to hold a crab. And this, it kind of looked like a daddy long legs, but it was actually, yeah, well, actually, I think it was a shrimp, but it had really long, spindly legs.
This all sounds terrifying to me.
No, it was really cool.
So did you book that through the resort, or did you book that separately?
I have a friend down there that's a private guide, and I booked it through him.
Okay.
So he'll basically take you wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do for the day. So he basically, I says, I want to go diving, and it's just me. And I had problems booking other dives because they always wanted a second person. Mm-hmm. And I was by myself. So I was like, it's just me and I want to go diving. So it was on the grill, which was interesting because where I was in Montego Bay, there was actually kind of some wave action. It wasn't big or anything. I mean, we're talking, you know, half 6-inch waves. But in the grill, it was like dead calm. I mean, it was like glass out on the water. And I got to, basically where we were was right on the 7 Mile Beach. So I got to see that, and I got to see where a lot of the resorts are located. And the other
did you dive from the beach, or did you go out into the ocean to dive?
No, it was basically the boat was parked on the beach.
Oh,
you climbed in the boat and they took off and
okay.
back to the beach.
Okay, so you were going off the boat, not just directly off the shore.
Oh, no. You just kind of fall backwards. Yep. Into the water. And I did book two more excursions. One of them was a raft trip down the, a bamboo raft down the Great River.
I heard great things about that.
Perfect for a couple. Absolutely perfect for a couple. So you go there, and I mean, these are bamboo rafts, and you have a guide, and it's kind of they're kind of naturalist. So they tell you about the different flora and fauna of the area. You get to try a real coconut. He basically pulls it off a tree and gives it to you, and you get to drink it. He gives you some fruits and mangoes and things like that, and he makes your straws out of a piece of bamboo that he just cut off of a bamboo tree. And you get almost like a mud bath on your feet. So they use the natural sandstone in the bottom of the river, and they rub it on your legs, and it exfoliates your legs, and it bakes a little in the mud, and then it actually pulls your skin to be tighter and everything. It's really fantastic.
So you basically got a spa treatment on a bamboo raft.
You get a spa treatment on a bamboo raft.
Nice.
And I mean, I've been down to Jamaica many, many times, and I didn't know that there's a bioluminescent lagoon. There's only four in the world, and there's actually one in Jamaica. And it's not far from Falmouth, where all the cruise ships go in. Problem is, the cruise ships leave at, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So being on a cruise ship, you never got to do this. You actually have to be there because they don't even take off until almost 8 o'clock PM because they want to make sure it's dark when you go out there, and they take a boat out there and it's stirring up all of the little phytoplankton, and they glow. And what's interesting is this is brackish water. So it's fresh water coming down the mountain that's very cold, and then you've also got salt water coming in from the bay that's very, very warm. The phytoplankton like the warm water. They don't like the cold water. And so you'll go through these cold patches and warm patches and cold patches and warm patches. And as you're moving your body to get them to react, they just don't glow quite as much. And if it's a cold area as they do where it's a warm area. It's very interesting. But the engine, as the engine was going on the boat, it basically, I mean, it was glowing like a neon sign. It was amazing. And like I said, there's only four places to be able to do this, and one of them is smack dab in Jamaica. So if you're staying there, I highly recommend going out and doing that.
So how long a transfer was that from Montego Bay? Do you remember?
Well, that's the problem, because we had to stop. Basically, we were at the end of at the beginning of the pickups. So we had to go to like five or six different resorts to pick up people all the way down. So it actually took almost an hour. Mm-hmm. Because they were picking up bunches of people here, there, and everywhere. And then, of course, when we came back, same thing. And they were dropped off. The people they picked up last are the people they dropped off first. So So it was almost an hour away. But if you actually had a private guide, maybe take you 20 minutes. And then they do after you get off the ship, they actually do kind of a fire dance. And they've got some music and everything that they do. So
was this a really large boat, or was it fairly small?
It was almost like a people ferry.
Okay, so pretty big.
So you had basically benches all along the outside of the ship, and then you had two sets of benches in the middle of the ship. So I would say it probably held 60 people.
Did you get in the water with the plankton?
Oh yeah, they give you a life jacket if you want it to jump in. And I was being lazy, so they actually put it under my arms. I didn't actually have to put it on, but they put it under my arms and kind of strapped it in that way, so I could just kind of like do the tube thing. So, and then we got back to the resort and had some dinner, and it was awesome.
So they have late night dinner places?
You can, there's certain places you can always go, like little bars and stuff.
So you could get snacks and things even at the bars?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You could get like little like tapas and things, so.
Did you have time to go to the spa? I assume they had one.
I went to both. There's two.
Oh, good research, Donna.
So the Hyatt Zilara Spa is actually located right on the beach.
Oh.
So you go in and there's the main building where you check in, and then they have showers and bathrooms and everything and lockers to put your stuff in. Because most people are coming right off the beach. They're covered in sand. It's like, okay, take all your clothes off, hose off. They've got shampoo and conditioner and all that in there. They give you a robe. You put your robe on. And then they take you past the second building. And the second building is got a cold water plunge pool and a hot tub and everything. So you can kind of, and there's a sauna in there and everything. So you can kind of just relax in there if you want. And then they take you to the massage rooms. There's four little huts that are on the beach, almost like a very Polynesian looking. And each building holds two people. And you can have couples massages and everything. And you get, they open the doors and you can hear the ocean and while you're getting, you know, rubbed and everything. Then the spa at the Hyatt Ziva is actually where you, they do have massages, but that's where they have all their beauty treatments. And it's actually located in the hotel. It's not on the beach or anything. So you can get your hair done, your nails done, you know, pedicures, facials, all those kind of spa treatments you can get actually at the Ziva. So I had a massage at Zilara, and then I had a massage and a facial at Ziva. Make sure you check, because in the rooms, sometimes you'll get offers and everything, and they had an offer where if you bought a one-hour treatment, you got a half-hour treatment free. And that's how I got the facial.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I'll go get another massage, no problem. And I get a facial, too. Woohoo!
So, and to clarify, this is an all-inclusive resort, but the spa is additional. It is not included in that.
The spa is additional, yes. But it was reasonable. I mean, I think I paid like $100 for the massage. But then, like I said, it was a half hour included. So I also got a facial for $100. And then, of course, I had to leave the tip, too. So,
did your friend do it as well, or was it just you?
She did one, not the second one. So we did the couple's massage together. Yes. Even though we're not a couple.
Right.
You know. But they booked us at the same time in the same room. And she had a therapist and I had a therapist. And it was really nice.
That sounds lovely. And it was still private, even though it was on the beach. You didn't have people walking back and forth. And
we went later in the day. So I want to say our spa time was at 5:30, something like that. So it was later in the day. Most people were back getting cleaned up and ready for dinner. So by the time we actually finished our massage and we went and sat out just on the little porch area, I think there was one person on the beach. And it was clouding up too. So
were the resorts full? Did you get a sense of that at all?
It was... I did not. I got the, I don't think they were completely full, but I also didn't feel full either. And we left the Friday right before Memorial Day weekend, but there were a lot of people coming in that day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had no problems getting a seat at the beach. I had no problems getting a seat at the pool, getting a massage booked. I mean, it was no issues whatsoever.
When you just said that, it reminded me of something I should have asked about the restaurants. Did you need reservations for the restaurants?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. They don't take reservations at all for any of the restaurants.
Did you have to wait for any of them?
15 minutes. maybe. So it was not a long time. So I would recommend it to anybody. Now, Ziva and Zilara are both a little higher end, but then again, their service is amazing. So make sure you know what you're getting, and you know that's why you have a travel agent.
Mm-hmm. What type of room did you have?
Well, what's really cool is they upgraded me to a suite.
Nice.
Yeah, I was not expecting a suite. I never expect a suite. I always expect the bottom. Mm-hmm. No, they upgraded me to a suite. And so it was a master bedroom and we had two balconies. I had a balcony in the master bedroom and then we had a balcony off the living room. And so the one off the living room had an ocean view. The one off of the bedroom actually was overlooking the Hyatt Ziva pool. We did have two bathrooms, so that was really nice. And of course, it holds four people, so you know you could very easily put a family in it. And we had, of course, all the amenities as far as a little fridge. They had a mini bar and little microwave. So it was a nice room. I think they'd gone through major renovation recently. There's also, I did not actually go in, but there looked to be a very large fitness center as well. So if fitness is one of those things that you just can't live without, I think you'll be okay.
We only make Sandy test the fitness center. We don't make everybody do it. Did you notice if it had a view though? Sometimes the all-inclusives have these amazing views for their fitness centers, or was it sort of tucked away?
It was very tucked away. It was actually in front of the building. So our building was between the fitness center and the beach. So it was actually on the back side of the building. So no, there really wasn't much of a view, but you know, you go work out and then, you know, go enjoy the view at the beach.
Did you get to experience any entertainment while you were there? Any of their entertainers?
No, but I could definitely hear it. all you had to do was sit on the balcony and you could hear the reggae bands and the DJs and all that kind of stuff. So,
but then when you went back in your room and closed your door?
It was gone.
Good.
Very private, very quiet. So I was, yeah. Then I could go to bed and not worry about music blaring.
Yep. Well, excellent. And so who would you suggest these resorts for? Did you notice an age range? I mean, obviously families for the Ziva. So let's talk a little bit more about the Zilara.
I don't think I would take little ones. I think I wouldn't take toddlers just because I didn't get that splash pad vibe. I would make sure that they're, you know, probably five or six first. That's where I would, anything beyond that is good. The Hyatt Zilara and Ziva are very well known for their wedding facilities. So you can actually go and have a wedding and everything. And then you could put, you know, all the adults in the adult section and all the, you know, the families with kids in the kids section. So you can all be at the same resort, but not necessarily all together. I would say people, honestly, my age, middle-aged, I don't think there's enough fun and foam parties and loud music and drinking for a 20-something, but anyone from 30 and above, I think, would be perfectly content to go and relax.
Does it have a strong couples vibe, or would you be really comfortable with like a girls getaway or something, or a bachelor party?
Oh, girls getaway? Yes, that would be totally fine. It really didn't have that couple vibe. It's not quite like a Sandals, so. But it is, it's just shy of their level of service. If you've ever been to a Sandals, then you know what that means. But yeah, I think a 20-something would probably get a little bored. But anyone that just wants to go to relax and just sit back, I think it's perfect for.
Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, George, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining this week. We've got to fly.